did tell you we were going to have some guests in the studio. The folks from Jameson Road are coming in. They're kind of a local band, but they're here now. So let's find out about them. We've got Jennifer DePalma, Brent, and I'm going to let him say his last name, and Lori, and I'm going to let her say her last name. And, it's just I don't want to butcher it too bad. But first off, good afternoon. You're all here. Nice to have you here.
Great to be
for
here.
All right. And Brent, your last name?
It's Dersh.
Dersh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty easy. It looks much more difficult.
It looks much worse than it really is. Yeah.
All right. And Lori?
Lori Hilsley.
Okay, and that's not too bad either,
no,
but I just didn't want to take a chance. Jennifer, your name was easy.
Looks now, like it sounds.
How long have you guys been together?
So we've been together as a band for about a year and a half, playing pretty consistently for the past 18 months. Brent and I have been together for a lot longer than that. We actually happen to be married. Mm-hmm. So we've been playing music together since the time we met, which is about 10 years ago. And then we started playing music with Lori here about 18 months ago, and here we are. It's moved really quickly once we added her to the band. It just was kind of the right combination, the three of us together, and things have gotten incredibly productive.
Oh, now where are y'all from?
So I'm from this area originally. I grew up in Lorain County in Brownhelm Township, right in between Amherst and Vermilion over there, and I went to Firelands High School. And after graduation, I did the whole college thing and studied for a long, long time and ended up in Cincinnati, where I'm working right now.
Oh, very, very good. And Brent?
Yeah, I'm actually a Cincinnati native, so I grew up just on the north side of Cincinnati and pretty much been there all my life. So.
All right. And
I grew up in the coal fields of western Kentucky, actually.
So. Oh, really? Now, when did you come up to Ohio?
I moved up to the Cincinnati area in 1990 or so. It's been a while now, so I feel like almost like a regular Ohioan at times. But they let me come across the river and hang out in Ohio. But that was a while ago, really. And met these two guys, and we've made a lot of trips back and forth across the river since I met these two guys.
I can believe that. Now, how long, what got you all interested in music? Is it something all of you knew that you wanted to do, or have any of you done anything else besides music?
Well, it's kind of funny, because really music is, I call it our night jobs, and we've all got pretty radically different day jobs. So Lori and I both do IT work for a rather large company in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Leave it at that, right? And Jennifer's a pediatrician by day.
So you've all got fairly successful careers outside of the music realm.
Yeah, as of now, yeah, we do.
Oh, very nice. Well, you got like that. Now, describe your music a little bit. What would you call it? Is it country music? Is it eclectic bluegrass? is there anything?
So it is definitely country music, but I think that we would describe it as modern country. Mm-hmm. And it's got, traditional country instrumentation with steel guitar, and acoustic guitar. But we describe ourselves as a band that plays country that rocks. That's kind of our little motto, is that, we play country music, but we like to play music that really has, some driving guitar and really gets your feet tapping, and so that's kind of our goal, is to rock it up on stage.
Have you been playing around at some other places? Are you going to be anywhere around here where people can see you sometime soon? Or
we actually just had our CD release party. We just finished our CD and had a party at Paper Moon Vineyards in Vermilion just this past Saturday night, and we had a great turnout. We were so excited to see a lot of familiar faces, and then some unfamiliar faces there as well. So we just did that, and then we're going to be back for the Lorain County Fair. We're going to be playing on Saturday of the fair coming up here in August, so we're excited about that.
You were
that,
actually
so.
With us last year at the fair. That was kind of cool.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah.
You came out and played a little bit in our booth when we were out there.
Yeah, we played, one or two songs on the radio, and we've, it's the same three of us. I think we've gotten a new name since then, but
Well, when you guys got together, I was wondering, like even now, you've got your new CD out, Jameson Road, and is this all music that you've written? Is this you guys' own music?
Yes. So all 12 songs are they're all ours. We wrote the music and the lyrics, and Brent did a lot of real great work on the arrangements, and then we took them down to Nashville, and we're fortunate enough to have some of the best musicians in Nashville play on the record, and so we're just really, really proud of the outcome.
Oh, very nice. Now, other question I have for you. Before you got together and started doing your own music, are there any songs that people would recognize that maybe you guys did a lot when you were kind of forming some of the traditional country music songs or anything like that? What were some of those?
Well, Jennifer does a pretty good mean Sarah Evans, so I would say that we probably play a lot of Sarah Evans covers when we're out on the road and out in the shows, and we do Martina McBride songs, and you know, Independence Day is one of the first songs I ever heard Jennifer do, and she's got quite the voice in behind things like that to be able to sing songs like that. So it was, you know, it's pretty typical of us to play those kinds of songs, Sugarland, even the Judds, throwing a couple mm-hmm. of Judd songs every now and then. So
Lori does excellent harmony, and so it's really fun for us to do songs by people like the Judds, because it really is focused on the harmonies. And we've been trying to do some songs by Lady Antebellum and bands like that as well that really have some harmony-heavy music.
Very cool. Again, we're talking with Jamison Rowe, Jennifer DePalma, Brent Dersch, and Lori Heltzley. I hope I did that all right.
That's good.
And we're gonna actually hear a song from them right now. And can you tell me a little bit about this one that we're going to hear?
So we're going to play the first track on the album called Call It Home. And you know, I think that when we were writing this song, I think that we all know a couple, you know, a couple in love who doesn't have the approval of the people around them, whether it's their parents or their neighbors or their friends. And sometimes, you know, that all a couple wants is to have that approval. But there gets to be a point in life where even if you don't have that approval, it almost doesn't matter anymore. It's kind of a love conquers all kind of thing that, you know, even if finally we don't get the approval that we want from the people that we love, you know, if we have each other, then that's really all that matters at the end of the day. So that's what this song is about.
Very cool. It's Call It Love right here on Gold Country 1320. We've got Jamison Rowe in the studio with us. Again, Jennifer DePalma, Brent Dersch, and Laura Heltzley. And we got to hear that first song, Call It Home, here. And great tune. Very, very well done. Now, you said you recorded this down in Nashville?
Yeah, that's correct. So we actually wrote this one down in Cincinnati. And, yeah, we were lucky or fortunate enough to actually get to record the full CD in Nashville with some just fantastic studio musicians. So we were very, very lucky when all was said and done.
Now, when you guys are out performing live at different places, do you have a band or do you have people that you kind of bring on board?
Yeah, well, we actually have a couple different lineups. So sometimes it's just the three of us playing, you know, doing the acoustic show. So Jennifer sings and I play guitar and Lori does a little bit of everything, you know, sings and plays guitar and plays the cajon, like the beatbox. Mm-hmm. And then when we have bigger shows, we'll round out our lineup. So we'll have another guitar player and a drummer, and we're very, very close to recruiting a steel player. So we're very excited about that.
Very, very nice. And now, are you currently booking, or do you guys have a website or anything like that where people can call you up if they want to get you somewhere?
We do. It's www.jamisonroad.com, and there's some short samples of our songs that are on the CD out there, the upcoming dates that we have scheduled at the moment, including the Lorain County Fair coming up here in August. They're all out there on the website. And there's also enough information so that folks can contact us and interact with the band if they want. So we always like hearing from the fans and like hearing what people think of the songs. And it's really important to us to know how people are reacting to the music. And it really helps us think about how to get into writing mode for the next CD, I guess.
Now, can they also order the CD online? Is that possible?
Yes, you can order the CD online, and then there are several other online, the typical music stores that you might think of online. There are several of them, so I won't try to list them all in case I miss one, but all of the typical ones that you can use to download music to your music players, mm-hmm. the CD is out there on all of those, essentially.
Oh, very, very cool. And did you guys know about this ahead of time, or do you have friends that kind of help you out? How did you How did you put it all together? Is this your first go-around on CDs?
It is our first go-around. This guy over here, Brent, spent hours, I think, not only in pre-production with all of us, with Jennifer and me, but when it came to having the CD prepared and getting it pressed. And, you know, he actually arranged for the CD to release on May 8th, which was a couple of weeks ago. And that happens to be both my and Jennifer's birthday. So it was a nice birthday present for us.
Best birthday present ever.
And Brent had it all arranged so that the CD released on our birthday, which is very cool.
Yeah, I don't know how I did. I probably couldn't do that again if I tried. But
well, very cool. And I got to say, it's a great thing to have you guys out here. We're going to be hearing another song from you guys. And I understand there's a little story about this one. And she's getting some info, but that's okay.
No, I can tell you the story, John. The song I think we're going to play is Coal Town. Mm-hmm. And this is a song about, well, coal in the coal industry. My grandfathers were both coal miners. And so we just started playing around with a little bit of the experiences of living and growing up in a coal town. Mm-hmm. And that was the main source of industry and work and jobs in my hometown. And so my grandfathers were coal miners in the Depression, and so the song sort of begins with that and kind of moves on through the balance of what happens in coal mining towns.
So. All right. Well, here it is on Gold Country. And there you go, Coal Town here on Gold Country 1320. Again, Jameson Road in here with us. Great, another really good tune. Boy, you guys got it together.
Thanks.
Thank you. We're working hard.
That's very cool. Now, for the folks out there, again, because we're heading up to news time, we were talking about this CD being available in a number of places. You guys didn't want to exclude anybody, but you do have, you know, some of the big ones out there. We said iTunes and Amazon.com, so you can check that out. And the name of the album is just the name of the band right now. Is that
right,
correct?
Self-titled album, Jameson Road.
All right, and now how long have you guys been working on this? Because you've got, I don't know how many songs on here, but you probably know. How many songs
12.
Are on here?
12.
12 songs. How long have you been working on this particular project?
We started writing them last year, probably, I was going to say maybe around, midsummer. We started putting the songs together, and I'll say between January and March was really the crunch time. We did two Nashville sessions, so 3 or 4 days in January, probably like 4 or 5 days in March. So probably the maddest rush of songwriting ever was that crunch between the first session and the second session. In February, we did a lot of songwriting.
Now, do you guys all collaborate, or does one person come up with an idea, or how does it work for you on that end of it?
Jennifer thinks she's the boss of us, so no, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, that's not true.
Jennifer's a great writer, and you know, oftentimes she'll let let me toss in a few suggestions, but I think all of us collaborate very, very well. We're very, very good friends, and we like spending time together. We like playing music together, and so it makes the songwriting kind of natural for all of us.
Very nice. Well, I tell you what, we've got to take time for news. Can you stick around? We'll talk a little bit more after the news here.
Absolutely. Hey,
sure thing.
All right, we're going to do that right now. You're listening to Gold Country. And thank you, Brian. Again, we are back here in the studios talking with the folks from Jameson Road, and I know we were just talking about the fact that you could spell out the name.
That's
do that
right.
For the folks.
It's Jamison is how you spell the Jameson part of Jameson Road. Mm-hmm. And if you just Google Jameson Road or you type in jamisonroad.com, you'll find us on there, or you can find us on Facebook and follow along with the band. We update that pretty frequently so you can see our schedule and what
Very
we've been
cool.
up to.
So like them on Facebook, and then you can also send them fan mail.
That's right.
Very cool. So what's anything happening in the immediate future for you guys? Got something coming up?
Yeah, so the next 2 weekends we're playing down in the Cincinnati area, and on Saturday we're actually playing at a small Opry house in Lebanon, Ohio, and it's going to be a great night. I think it's a real traditional little Opry where it's in an old church, and the owners have actually purchased it, and they do a show every Saturday night, a little variety show. And we are actually going to be doing the, one night a month, the house band takes off, and so we're going to be filling in that for that show. So Jameson Road will be there doing the full 2.5-hour show, and we're excited about that. And soon after that, we'll be playing at another larger venue down in Cincinnati that we really love.
Very cool. Well, we'll keep an eye on you, and we'll let people know when you're up in this area and playing and everything. And of course, you can follow them on their website, like you said, or on Facebook, find out where they're going to be. We're going to actually kind of wrap things up here, and we've got another song from you guys. Can you tell us about this one?
Sure. So this is a song that we wrote last summer. We were actually on our way out to California. We had the fortune to play at a winery out in California and that we're going to be back at this year in Lake County, California. And when Brent and I were leaving, trying to get to the airplane, we were rushing around really fast. I had something for work to finish up, and we were going to be late for our flight, and we were running out the door. And just as we were running out the door, I basically had a little accident trying to get in the car and put a big old gash in my forehead just Ouch. As we were trying to get on the airplane. And I was so mad, so frustrated that that I did that because of my rushing around, that I thought, well, I got to turn this into something productive. And so I decided to write a song about the fact that things just need to slow down sometimes. So this is a song that kind of stems from that experience, that the line in the song is, too much at once only hurts me anyhow. So sometimes you just got to ease back a little bit.
Very cool. Well, Jennifer, Brent, and Lori, thank you so much for coming in. And we appreciate you taking the time to let us hear your CD, and we'll keep playing it here on Cold Country. All right.
Thank you
so much.
And the name of the song once again?
Slow It Down.